everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tried and Tested podcast. I am your host, Tracy. And if you are not familiar with my show, this is a dating and relationship podcast where we talk about everything. We talk about why we ended up the way that we are, the kind of men and women that we date, who pays for the first date, and so on and so forth. So we talk about everything when it comes to this. And so today I have a really special guest. I have my sis, Tiffany. Say, hey, girl.
Hey.
So thank you so much for being my special guest today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, babe. So thank you. And we're definitely going to just jump right into the topic. This is a really good one, I think. It's a really insightful one. So today's topic is being fatherless affecting your relationships. And we're obviously going to do it from the women's point of view because we are women, but I would love to do this again with the men's point of view to see if that, you know, if that also has affected men. So when I say the word fatherless, what comes to your mind?
When I think of the word fatherless is a young woman or a woman growing up in a household without a father, without an actually father figure in her life.
Okay. So not dead, but just an absentee father, right?
Yeah, because most women, they would either have their uncle could step up and be in that male role model or a godfather or a father itself. But for the most part, when you think of fatherless, it's like, we would think of our actual father, our dad, growing up.
Okay.
Or better yet, not being in our life. Yeah. So it can be either way. Yeah.
Okay. So fatherless or absentee father. All right. So I know for myself, like when I even made the topic, I was like, wait, I didn't even realize. I mean, I know that I have a father, but I didn't realize that I didn't really have a father. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, God is my father.
Correct.
But you know what I mean? Like when I thought about the dating aspect, and I'm just going to give you a little brief overview, and then I'm going to ask you to describe yourself as well and what it was like growing up for you. So for myself, I do have a real dad, and he's still alive. Him and my mom broke up pretty early on in my when I was, you know, younger. And so I had a stepfather, but my stepfather and I, we didn't get along. So essentially, it's like you're not learning nothing from somebody you don't get along with, right? Mm-hmm. Then I went to boarding school. So in the boarding school, we have a married couple that it takes care of the house, right? They take care of the girls in the house or the boys in the house, whatever house you're in. But it's like you're not related to them. So yes, you'll learn from them, but how much do you learn from somebody who's not your real, you know, parents, your aunt, your uncle, all of that? So that's, I'm like, dang, I guess I was fatherless to some degree because, you know, like there's not really a solid figure in the house. You get what I mean? So
I get
that,
it.
Yeah. So for yourself, can you describe briefly, like, what your life was like growing up? Like, as far as I'm assuming that you are also someone who considers yourself fatherless, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just a little bit about.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So growing up, my mom, I grew up in I grew up in Brooklyn. So born and raised in Brooklyn. And in my household, we had uncles, we had grandparents, aunts, and cousins. So, but I didn't actually have my father. So my father and my mother were never married. The way they got together was not on the best pretenses. So it wasn't an actual relationship per se.
Okay.
So it's crazy because again, yeah, I have men around me, yeah, but I never had men to the extent that they were actually stepping up and being that male figure in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Because the first thing as a woman, what we would know or what we would see or how a man should treat us is based off of how our dad treat us. And if you don't have that and then you decide to go off and have a relationship, that's you don't realize how that's going to affect you tremendously because you're just looking for love in all the wrong places. But love was never shown to you inside the actual household itself.
Okay, so, definitely. And your mic sounds like it's going out. Like it sounds like it was a feedback. I don't know what changed from the beginning of the call to now.
Oh, my apologies. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds fine, yes. Okay, so why do you think not having a father around can affect your relationship? You already just touched on it briefly, but as a whole, that question, why do you feel like not having a father around can affect your relationships in general?
Well, not having a father around, like, speaking personally could pretty much get you involved in relationships that you should not be involved in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a woman, you're willing to, you don't know better, unfortunately. You don't, mm-hmm. in a sense where you're just getting into these type of relationships and there's no trust. Yeah, you don't feel safe because when you have a father around, he makes you feel safe as his daughter. He makes mm-hmm. you feel protected. So with you not having a father, you looking for that protection from other men because you didn't get it in your household. So it can, you know, affect you. And then on top of that, it will be hard for you to trust men as well because you don't know if they're actually going to stay in your life or walk out the same way how your dad walked out of, you know, your life, or better yet, how my dad just wasn't in my life.
That's interesting. I know for myself, I don't see it the same way, but I definitely understand because I would assume that with anyone who doesn't have a father, any woman who doesn't have a father figure that's just here and now and they're, you know, on call, I didn't think it would affect me in any way, but I realized though that for myself, my first relationship that I went into, I just kind of went in because I'm like, oh, you know, I want a boyfriend, you know, I'm old enough now, you know, so on and so forth. But then I realized that I didn't know how a man should treat me, which is something that you probably learn early on if you're a woman with a father, right? When you have these daddy girls and the fathers are always having like these play dates with them, and they're not only are they like showing them what love should be like, but they're also speaking to them and spitting game to them and letting them know, oh, he's a joke, he's a clown, oh no, he's good, I like that about him, does he have a job, you know what I mean? So I feel like a father figure, or a father, I guess I would say, he instills that information into his daughter, and it's kind of just like, it's like second nature because you already have it in your mind, you grew up with it, right? And so I didn't realize that's something that I may need. And so here I was getting into these relationships, and it was just like boo-boo the fool because I didn't know any better. And so you're sitting here trying to, like, let's say nowadays we would know that, okay, this guy don't have no job. This guy, maybe his education is not up to par. Maybe his character or his behavior is not good. But when you're young and dumb, you're like, oh, he's cute. So, you know, and then you try to be Captain Save-A-Ho for these men. And it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? So I think that for myself, what I didn't know better with was that I just didn't have any expectation because nobody taught me anything. So that was definitely, yes.
That is correct. You don't have no expectations because, again, as a man is supposed to be a provider. As your dad, you're looking at your dad is the head of the household and he's a provider. Yeah. You know, he's a protector. So when you don't have these things and all you have, you know, you're growing up as a, you know, my mom growing up as a single mom, there's certain things that, or better yet, there were conversations that we did not have at all. And unfortunately, how I learned was from the streets. You know, when learning from the streets is not the best ideal of how you want to, you know, learn certain things. But again, right. But again, growing up in a Jamaican household, there are conversations that are not being addressed, you know, and there were conversations that I could not address with my mom because it was not, she has not made it easy for me to feel comfortable to address those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have questions about a guy or, you know, yeah, she can answer questions as far as with, when it comes from a woman. But then, you know, when you think about, like, hey, I'm dating this guy, I don't know if I should, you know, you wanted to hear, like, growing up, in a sense, like, as you know now, the right way to date, to say, you know what, let God put that man in your life, you know, instead of you going out and you dating all these ragamuffins. And then when you dating them, and then look what happened. You leave yourself broken, so broken, where your heart is broken in a sense where there's no trust. You're questioning any man that comes into your life because you just know that you ain't going to stay because you know that what you're saying is not going to stick. So, for instance, my dad, he had the tendency, like growing up, I could remember that he'll call and he'll say, oh, you know, I'm going to pick you up that Saturday, right?
Mm.
I was super excited, you know, because I know he was coming and, you know, to pick me up. My mom got me, you know, got me together. So I want to say, let's just say he was picking me up at 2 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom got me together before 2 o'clock and we sit in here, we're waiting because he's saying, you know what, we're going to go to Toys R Us and then we're, you know, do some shopping and, you know, have a bite to eat. Mind you, I enjoy, you know, any time that I did get to spend with him, but I never had the opportunity to spend with him alone for the 2 hours.
Okay. Okay.
So when he said that, you know, yeah, I'm coming to get you, 2 o'clock come, you know, my no call, no show, didn't hear anything from my dad. I called, he didn't pick up. Call again, 2:15 come around, didn't hear anything. 2:30 come around, didn't hear anything. I was literally heartbroken. Because these are the things that you don't realize as a kid how it's going to affect you when you get older and when you start dating. Because I didn't realize that now if somebody tell me, Tiff, I got you, or I'm going to help you,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit leery about it. And I don't ask for help because I just know that it's disappointment when you put your trust or you put your faith into man and thinking that they're going to help you and do something and you know they're not. You know, it just allow you to look at things and look at men differently when you are fatherless.
Yeah. And like I said, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, like, this is one perspective because I'm sure that there's billions of perspectives, you know, for what women went through with or without fathers, you know, so that definitely is good insight. And of course, I mean, they say that a father is the first man that a woman loves. Right. And so, that's mm-hmm. definitely like what you're saying. It's true because it's like if you love this man, whether you see him or not, and you see what he is giving or what he is putting out there to you, then that may you may think it's the norm, and it's not.
Right.
So I definitely understand
right.
that. Okay. So do you think? I think we already said this. I was gonna say, do you think that the first step of a woman finding out how to be loved is from her father? But I think we kind of covered that because. Obviously, you know, either you don't have a father around at all or you did have one who was in and out. And then, so therefore, it's like you don't know what to expect when it comes to love. You have a choppy idea of it. So, yes, I would say that was the answer to that question.
Yeah.
So let me see. So what about guidance? Like, do you feel like without a father, like it's just impossible for you to get guidance in life? Or do you feel like, what is your thoughts on that?
I don't feel like it's impossible, but
mm-hmm.
again, I think with me personally, you got to go through it's a healing process you're going to
mm-hmm.
have to go through, you know, and at this point, you know, they always say, you know, with me not having my natural father,
mm-hmm.
but I still had a dad. I had my spiritual father. So
at a young age?
No, I'm talking about my spiritual father as I got older.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Right. I can't, you know, again, you don't guidance. The only to this, I can't even say if I received any guidance
mm-hmm.
from a person.
Okay.
I think throughout my journey, I had to learn a lot of things.
Yeah.
I learned some things and then some things I did not learn, you know, and
yeah.
I think at that point, you know, you start finding when you're at your lowest, you start finding Christ, you know, you start finding Christ. And
yeah.
I think along the way, God has shown me.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think your mic is starting to go out again.
Sorry. I think
no
along
problem.
The way that God has shown me, you know, as far as what a provider is, because of what has God had, you know, done for me in my life, you know? And
yeah.
I'm still, like I said before, I'm still going through, you know, the healing process. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I could say that I don't want to be in a relationship right now, because I feel like there's still some work that needs to be done. There has to be a point where you have to feel comfortable. You know, there has to be a point where, again, I don't put my trust in man. I always put my trust in God and everything. But
mm-hmm.
there has to be a point that if I do get into a relationship, I don't need to be side-eyeing you, whether or not if we have a disagreement, are you going to walk out
or whether or not if things don't go right, are you going to walk out? You know, are we, or, you know, do you know how to have a conversation? You know, I need to, these are the things that I feel like there are areas that I'm like, and that's why I said I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because you see what's wrong. He'll show you, okay, these are the areas, certain areas that you need to work towards, you know?
Yeah. No, but, I definitely agree.
But I haven't given up, you know, I hope with being fatherless doesn't allow women to give up on love. You know, you could get good relationships out of being fatherless. Once you go through the healing process, absolutely. You know, but you don't want to get into no relationship and there's still some areas in your life that you still need to work on, because then the relationship is bound to crumble. It's bound to be sabotaged.
But I feel like, I mean, everyone, like I said, so everyone's story is a little different. So some people may not have to go through a healing process per se, because you can still find a good man, whether, you know, whether you're looking for it or you even know what to expect. I don't think that everyone finds a negative situation out of being fatherless. You know what I mean? So some people, they get married early. You know, there's different things. They're looking for love and they found it. But I will say that I feel like working on yourself is a constant thing. That even if you get into a relationship or even if you get married, we're continuously changing and we're continuously becoming better, a better version of ourselves. And definitely, to go back to what you said, so when I talked about guidance, it's interesting because I feel like my life is very – it's like put into different departments or compartments, because I felt like I had guidance. You know, I went to great schools. I had great mentors and so on and so forth. But because of the lack of the father figure part, it's like I didn't have that relationship guidance that I needed. And so funny enough, that's part of the reason why I actually became like more into God, because I was like, wait, I'm meeting the same type of person over and over, no matter how decent of a woman I thought I was. I'm like, this is not working out. And then at one point, I was like, look, this got to be rock bottom. And I was just like, I can't anymore. But so, yeah, definitely, like, you can be good in other areas of your life. But I think that, you know, a father will teach you, not only will he teach you discipline and leadership, if that's the kind of man that he is, but he'll also give you, like, what you need to know that these patterns are not normal, or this relationship is not the way it should be. You know what I mean? Or this is a red flag. So I definitely feel like, you know, this is information that they definitely, that I definitely missed out on when it came to that. And like you said, your mom can give you advice. I mean, for me, like, I'm not a mama's girl, if that's a real word. But I don't think I ever, because I'm African. So you mentioned being Jamaican. With Africans, I don't think that, I mean, maybe now it's different. But back then, you don't sit up there and talk to your mom about men unless, you know, you have that type of relationship. You just kind of live.
You don't have that relationship.
Exactly. So you live your life and it's kind of separate. So it's kind of just like, I was literally asking my friends. But then again, it's like, if you don't have the best of friends, then it's like, you know, you may not get the, because remember, we're all young people, right? So therefore, if you have a friend, let's say that's a thought, you know, she's a hoe, the information that she may give you is not going to benefit you in trying to find you a nice husband. But like I said, it depends on how you were, the kind of people that you surrounded yourself with. You know what I mean? And then even so,
yeah,
if you have
I guess
friends
the
who
older
are,
you get, the yes. older you get, you start yes. realizing who you, and again, I'm very selective of who mm-hmm. I actually mm-hmm. let in and who I would actually be able to express, because not all advice is good advice. And I think at the moment, at where I'm at in my life right now, I don't mm-hmm. need mm-hmm. natural advice in a sense. Like, I don't need a worldly advice. I need godly advice. You know, because yeah. that's what more I can lead towards on at this moment, to say, okay, what, or again, and it may not be areas that they can be able to see. Who knows? But I know
yeah.
that there are some areas that I can see personally for what, you know, what's been helping me and what, you know, what can continue, you know, to help me.
Yeah. But this is now, I think we're talking more about like back then. Because, like I said, typically this affected people mostly probably when they're young, like when you're a teenager, you know what I mean? When you don't know any better.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, that time in your life, I feel like is where, like, I'm referring to. Because I feel like when you get older, like you said, with experience that you learned and experience that you gained, you could kind of make better choices. And you can definitely, you know, go talk to God and so on and things like that. But, I mean, like, I'm talking about back. Because, obviously, like, now – I would think, I mean, of course, being fatherless affects anyone, any age, whatever age you are. But I think specifically in your youth, when you don't know any better and you're just kind of out there just living life. You don't have any cares. You don't have, you know, like that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah. So also, I think I mentioned, well, not that I mentioned, but one of the things that I know that fathers were good for, I mean, a lot of things, but it's just like they're also good to check a man, right? So let's say their daughter begins to date somebody. The father is home. Like, he'll see the guy. So he'll have a conversation with him. And I feel like even if the guy is, like, you know, some type of messy whatever, he'll be more cautious with how he deals with you because the father actually spoke to him. You know what I mean? So he's that, like, presence behind you, like your bodyguard that's not always around. But, you know, like, they kind of know how to treat the daughters. And so I think that was another thing that I feel like that would have been, that's a very good thing, you know, to have a father in your life, because it's kind of just like, so some guys won't just do whatever they want because they're scared. You know, like, they feel like, okay, well, her dad gonna beat my behind or whatever. So I think that was something that I found, like, you know, was very, that would be very beneficial. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
With your dad being at home?
Yeah, like with the dad being present, yeah.
It can change something. Yeah, it changes things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like men can sense that you were fine. I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. All right.
No,
so,
I just keep sometimes thinking, like, men can some sort of kind of could sense where she didn't really have a dad in her life. I don't know.
It's possible, because only like a lot of times the kind of people that you meet, and I don't know if you've had this experience or not, it's kind of just like, it's almost like they meet the negative part of you, right? If you're not prepared to date, you don't have any type of, you know, information that you need to kind of make the right choices, they may see like, oh, she's super nice. Oh, she's super stupid. Oh, ain't nobody in her house. Oh, I could do whatever with her. Like, I feel like, you know, I would think, you know, people do have some type of common sense. Because I know that you're not going to be out here. I mean, some guys don't care, period. But some guys do have a little bit of respect when they feel like, okay, this man and his friends, they could jump me or they could do whatever to me if I don't get it together kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you're right. Dudes can, they can sense when maybe this, even though you don't know it, like maybe she's looking for love and maybe, you know, maybe she's looking for this, maybe she's looking for that. And it's like, so they can kind of sense your insecurities. I don't know if that's what you were trying to say, like.
They can. I feel that they can.
Okay.
They can sort of kind of fit in their own little way, but it's just, I can't say I experienced that before as far as them could sense if I had any type of insecurities.
Okay. Well, you said that you, I was just going off of what you said. Okay, so maybe you were just saying that. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you were saying something. Yeah, I was responding to your statement where you're saying that you can tell that sometimes men can sense that you don't have anybody in your life or any father in your life. And I was saying that based
just
on that, it's
conversation.
Possibly been. Yeah.
Conversation. Yes.
But then I also
and
feel
only
like
way they
that,
can sense that is when you say certain things, because you ask questions.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people, when you meet somebody, not a lot of people ask you whether or not did you grow up in a, you know, is your mom a single mom or did you have your dad? A lot of people don't even ask that nowadays.
Oh,
they
no.
They skip all that and no one asks the important questions no more. It's just like,
yeah,
who cares?
But
doesn't matter.
But then I guess they also would know, too, because they ask them who you live with. And, you know, that's pretty much what some people want to know, who you live with. So, therefore, if you do live with your family, then,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But I think, yeah. I think
absolutely.
That definitely makes sense. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, definitely. I think, so with this, like topic, like I said, it brought up things that I didn't even really think of. And I definitely know that for myself. Like, I feel like, I mean, knock on wood or whatever, God forbid, I know that I plan on getting married and having children and I plan on my children's father being in their life. But it's like, it's really, really important. Like I said, and I'm really curious to see as far as the men go who are fatherless, how that works. You know what I mean? Like what they've actually had to endure because they don't know anything either. So I'm definitely going to do that episode. But Tiffany, I just want to thank
Please
you so
do.
Much. Yes, I will. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out today to be on the
thank
episode.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And do you have any last words to give to anyone who is either fatherless now and maybe younger or older, or somebody who maybe has children with the man and doesn't want the man in the life of the child? Yeah, it's a
that was a load. I would say, as far as the ones who who are fatherless, the first thing is to start off with forgiveness. Forgiving your dad, first and foremost. And it's not something that don't blame yourself. Because a lot of us will, you know, as kids, you think we will tend to blame ourselves, thinking that it was us, and that's why they don't want to be in our life. But that's not the case. I guess the more time you get to know the Father, which is the Father, which is Jesus Christ, then you'll know that how you can go ahead and connect it, because it's all spiritual when you sit back and think about it. But the first thing foremost is start with forgiveness, you know. And if I guess in my sense that if my dad, if you have a dad that's dealing with pride and don't see anything that he did was not wrong, that's okay, you know. Continue to keep praying for him, and one day God will change, you know, his heart. But besides that, again, start with forgiveness, and if there are areas in your life that you need to address those first before you get into any, you know, committed relationship. Because the moment if you get into the relationship and there are areas that you have not worked on, that relationship is bound to be doomed. And you don't want that. And it's not fair to the man, especially if God giving you a good man, it's not fair to him. Yes. And it's not fair to yourself or fair to any children that you guys are getting ready to have in the future or have now. So, yeah.
Okay. And that's the last. Okay. Well, then not a problem. Well, thank you so much. I don't think you explained about the women who keep their child, you know, the father away, but I think it kind of all goes together. But I do want to say, like I said, thank you so much. And also, if anybody wants to get in contact with you, what is your social media handle that they can contact you at?
Sure. My social media handle is brownskingirl_BK.
Perfect. All right, honey bun. Well, thank you so much. And
well,
to
thank
my
you.
Oh, yeah. And to my listeners, I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you got some insight today. I hope, you know, it made you aware. Maybe you have a friend who's fatherless, or maybe, you know, a friend who's keeping her child away from her, you know, the baby father or whatever. So just, you know, I hope you guys got the idea of how it can be important and how it can actually save people from troubles and things in life. So, yes. Until next time, everyone, have a good one.